the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. It's a wet day along the lakeshore. Some snowflakes will fall. But other than that, it's not going to be too terribly bad considering what we went through the past three-plus months. So look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Follows this news. The prosecution is expected to wrap up its case today in the double murder trial of Ryan Weingarten. More than a dozen witnesses have testified in 5 days of proceedings before Ottawa County Circuit Court Judge John Hulsing. The 52-year-old Zealand man is accused of shooting his sister Gail Brink along with her husband Rick at their Park Township home in 1987. The defense should begin presenting its case by tomorrow, the trial going to the jury sometime next week. For the second time in 3 nights, a Lakeshore community tackles the problem of graffiti as the Holland City Council holds on first reading this evening an ordinance amendment that would mandate removal of the vandalism by victimized property owners within 5 days of it being first reported.
Holland Public Safety Department Sergeant Lisa Bancic says for the homeowner, it's not a criminal charge.
There's situations where people aren't taking graffiti off of their business or their residence, and there was really no way for us to get that taken off if they said, hey, I'm just going to leave it on here. It has nothing to do with law enforcement. The city will assist them in trying to get it removed, whatever they can do to help out, but they want it done in a timely manner. And if they keep continuing to work with them and it never gets off, then it's a way to say, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to get it taken off, and then you can get this fine on top of us taking it off.
The amendment could ticket a property owner who did not remove or cover up the graffiti in a timely fashion. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
A final vote on the matter is slated for a couple of weeks from tonight in Holland. Zealand's city council adopted a similar 72-hour window for graffiti removal on Monday evening. This is one of three ordinance proposals on tonight's Holland City Council meeting agenda with first readings. The other two restricted keeping of poultry in residential areas and to clarify street performer guidelines in the 8th Street Marketplace. Council will meet beforehand with Holland BPW board members to go over bond issuing for the new electric power plants. The $160 million in bonds were put out on the market yesterday. A Spring Lake businessman is hoping to ride the wave of the public's disenchantment with Congress into a seat on Capitol Hill next January. Dean Vanderstelt described himself in an appearance on WHTC in the Morning with host Dan Spadafora as a business conservative but social liberal as he announced his intention to run as a Democrat for the second U.S. House district seat that's currently held by two-term Zealand Republican Bill Heisinger.
We want solutions. We send congressmen to do a job in Washington and not to get entrenched in purely ideological arguments and refuse to do the business that they're sent there to do.
No Democrat has represented the Lakeshore in Washington in half a century, and lack of financial support from the state and national party has been a factor in trouncing ballot box defeats by recent congressional challengers Willie German Jr., Fred Johnson, and Kim Enkotas. Video and audio of Mr. Vanderstelt's appearance on WHTC in the Morning is now online at WHTC.com. Governor Snyder says kickstarting the state's economy boils down to collaboration, creating talent, and connection.
Speaking at the Governor's Economic Summit on Tuesday, the governor said Michigan could have a 5 to 10 year head start in economic growth if the state's resources partnered together. According to Snyder, businesses need to be better about announcing the opportunities available, and schools need to focus on the skills necessary to fit the job. I'm Elisa Z.
Now, after his remarks, reporters pressed the governor on whether advertisements by presumptive Democratic gubernatorial challenger Mark Scharrer on Mr. Snyder's record in education funding would have an adverse effect on Mr. Snyder's reelection efforts.
I ran for Michigan the last time. I'm doing it again. There is somebody out there also running. They have to make their own decisions, but I have not cut education funding. That's 100% clear.
The governor was also asked if the local community should go on their own in repairing roads. Grand Rapids is thinking about doing that after Mr. Snyder's efforts to get $1.2 billion in state infrastructure funding from the legislature failed.
When I came out with my proposal a couple years ago about a comprehensive transportation solution, I included a local option in it. So I don't view it as we're not competing with one another. If the voters of that community decide they want to put resources towards roads, I don't think we should interfere with that.
During the economic summit at DeVos Place, an attendee asked Mr. Snyder what citizens could do to drive on better roads, and the governor answered, call your legislator. One whose phone could be ringing as a result is freshman Republican Representative Roger Victory. The commercial farmer from Hudsonville is among those pushing to dedicate the state's budget surplus into road repairs.
Our economy is growing, and we have some available money in the general budget. But as we all know, our economy goes up, and it will go down. And we're going to be facing those days when we don't have this opportunity that we can take the surplus funds and put it into the roads.
Victory is also advocating an overhaul of the current fixed gas tax-based funding formula for roads in Michigan. It hardly compares to the Mid-American Conference basketball championship, but Steve Cato at Western Michigan University thinks it's pretty neat that the three tallest dwarf hackberry trees in Michigan, a species that really, really doesn't grow this far north, are on the Western Michigan University campus in Kalamazoo.
He thinks that makes them worth celebrating, too.
The Michigan record. Actually, we thought we had a shot in the national record. We came slightly short of that.
He says it's not clear if the trees are the last stand of a variety that may have once covered the area or just an anomaly that survives because of West Michigan's milder climate. He's hoping a graduate student will take it on as a research project.
That would be, I think, the most exciting thing for me next, is that somebody help us understand more about what we found.
They've already received a grant to clear away the invasive trees that now crowd the area, put in a trail and a bench. He says the view from the hill just north of the old state hospital grounds is spectacular. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Gustav Nyquist scored twice as the Red Wings beat visiting Toronto last night 3-2.
It was a fun game to play. They're a good team. They're ahead of us. They're a team we want to catch in the standings. So this was a big 2 points for us.
Pittsburgh comes to Joe Louis Arena in Detroit tomorrow evening. Coverage from Hockey Town on 1450 WHTC begins at 7:10 p.m. Claude Giroux's goal with just 5 seconds left in overtime enabled Philadelphia to edge Duncan Keith and the visiting Blackhawks last night 3-2.
It was a pretty even game for the most part. We had a lot of chances, but so did they.
And the Blackhawks will be home to St. Louis at the United Center in Chicago this evening. The Detroit Pistons will be without center Andre Drummond when they face the Nuggets in Denver tonight. The 7-foot center suffered a scary sprained neck injury in last Saturday's loss to Indiana.
It wasn't as severe as I thought it was. You know, just a little bit of a scare, but, you know, a stiff in the neck, so, you know, kind of take precaution of that and make sure everything's all right.
I was going to say that he's day-to-day. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bulls are in Philadelphia this evening to face Thaddeus Young and the 76ers, who have lost 19 straight games.
We're not worried about the franchise record or anything like that. We're just trying to figure it out and keep focusing on the task at hand, which is, smelling the taste of victory.
And exhibition baseball this afternoon. Tigers taking a day off from competition. Cubs out west play against Colorado. White Sox go up against the LA Angels. An announced attendance of 373 people. Saw Eastern Michigan down visiting Norfolk State last night, 58-54, in a first-round game of the CollegeInsider.com men's basketball tournament. The Eagles will get their second-round assignment from tournament organizers following this evening's action, and it's not likely, not with that attendance figure and an average attendance of under 1,000 for the season, that the Eagles will be hosting another game in that tournament. Now, speaking about the big dance, Detroit-based Quicken Loans is teaming with billionaire investor Warren Buffett to offer $1 billion for selecting the final 63 games of the NCAA basketball tournament correctly.
The rules page makes clear that there is a 1-in-9 quintillion chance of winning the grand prize, although the best 20 brackets will receive $100,000. University of Detroit Mercy marketing professor Mike Bernacki says informed analysis slightly improves the odds over random selections.
Better informed gets you closer to not succeeding.
No, not close enough to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about.
For comparison, winning the Mega Millions lottery, there's a 1 in 258 million chance, let alone 1 in 9 quintillion. I'm Sam Herold reporting.
But there were two winning tickets in that Mega Millions drawing last night. And, of course, Mega Millions is a game that's played in Michigan. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for rain this afternoon. Temperatures to stay steady in the low to mid 40s. An evening mix of rain and snow and then some clearing overnight with a low of 29. Times of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 38, and occasional showers are possible, high 47 for Friday. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.